Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
The following podcast is not affiliated with the developers who have created the games being reviewed. The reviews are solely the opinions of the hosts to be used to make an educated decision on what games to download and play.
Hello gamers and welcome to Budget Arcade, the number one free-to-play and indie gaming podcast in the world. I'm Scott.
I'm late. Oh wait, no, that was Scott. I'm Jeff.
And hey, I'm Mark.
You know, they would only know that I was late because you say something.
I know. They need
now
to
Now they
be,
all know.
They need to
why,
know this.
Why do you have to call me out like that?
Because they won't know otherwise.
Yeah.
An informed listener is rude. The best listener.
Yeah, we're looking at you, Namek.
Ooh.
All right, and welcome to episode number 114. Just to recap, we play a free-to-play game or an indie game every other week, and then we rate and review it.
What Scott means to say is some weeks are good, some weeks are bad. What do you think this week was?
Right? Mark, what was this week's game?
So this week was bad. No, I'm just kidding. This week we played Apex Legends Mobile. It's developed by Respawn Entertainment, and you may know Respawn Entertainment from other games such as Jedi Fallen Order, Titanfall 1 and 2, and of course Apex Legends. It's published by Electronic Arts.
Yo.
It is a battle royale. It was released on May 17th, 2022 for the Android and iOS platforms.
And if you go back in the Budget Arcade catalog and look at episode 1, do you remember what it is, Scott?
Battle Royale.
Of course I remember. Oh. It was Apex Legends.
Apex Legends.
So. Our first episode ever.
Oh, the worst
and
one.
No, that's not true.
Well, World of Tanks, but you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a bad episode because we lost like half of my audio.
Was that the... No, are you sure?
Yeah, that was the episode where my phone like stopped recording halfway through. And then so, what was his name?
Cody? Tom.
No.
Terrence.
Tom.
Taylor.
That's what it was. Tom had to like try to piece it together. He made it sound pretty decent though.
Yeah. That's before we knew how to edit. Now we do all our own editing.
Exactly.
All three of us, we know how to edit. We're geniuses.
Yeah.
Edit machine. It wasn't that hard once we figured it out.
Yeah, it's not really. It's more tedious than difficult. Any podcasters out there, it's easy.
Gameplay.
So gameplay. Okay, whose turn is it to describe a battle royale?
Let me go ahead.
Okay.
So you're dropped in a map.
Okay.
And you land on said map. You have a collection of guns. You have ability to pick up loot along the way. And there is a ring of doom that is constantly encircling the map. And you have to make your way to the middle, which forces you to duel it out with the remaining players on said map. And if you're victorious, you get more points than the other people.
Ha! It's nice not to be the one to have to describe battle royales. I swear I've done it so many times.
Did I do a bad job?
No, not at all. I'm just saying it's not, I didn't have to do it.
Yeah, no, that was right on spot on there, Mark.
Okay, so good. Thanks.
What makes Apex Legends different? The characters have abilities. Like in Fortnite, you're all pretty much the same with the same skills and everything. But in this, you have characters that are a little closer. It's not a perfect parallel, but a little closer to like Overwatch, where they each have abilities. They have a passive and active and an ultimate ability that you can activate at any time, giving you various advantages on the map. This game, the difference in the mobile game is there are far fewer characters, and I made a point of signing in with my EA account, which is linked to my Apex Legends account on my console, and I didn't get any unlocks. I didn't have the characters I previously purchased, so you kind of have to start all over again, which I think is EA being EA. I'm not surprised, but it feels a little stupid. Like, why couldn't you have cross progression here and allow me to play as the characters I already purchased?
Yeah, but it's not hard to get the characters that are available in this game. And there's one character that is specific to the mobile version. He's not on the console or the PC version of this game. Fade, I think, is what he's called.
Yeah.
Or Phase. One of those two. I think it's Phase. But he's like specifically only available on the mobile version, which his getting him, you have to get through level, I think, 28 of the battle pass. And then you get enough pieces to be able to unlock him.
Yeah.
But as you're leveling your main profile, you are unlocking the other characters. And I've got them all unlocked except for Fade right now.
Already?
Because,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not bad.
No, it wasn't hard to unlock the main characters because I would say if you're winning your battle royales that you're dropping into every game, you're leveling almost every game on your main, like, your profile
right,
progression.
Your meta progression. I won every time I played.
Same.
I've lost a few, but I've also done a fair amount of games of it too.
Yeah, I think I don't know if we can confirm or deny if this has bots, but generally speaking, when I kick ass at a game, I assume there's bots.
I think that there was bots in the very beginning.
Yeah.
I know now that I'm like people I'm playing against now are not bots at all.
And I've seen people who clearly aren't. Like they're jumping and hopping and 360 no scoping me. But largely, I could stand still, take my time to aim, and shoot someone down. And in every other first-person shooter, I'm not able to do that.
Well, and I also think that a lot of it has to do with the touchscreen controls. If you're using that instead of using the controller support, which this game does have controller support.
Yeah, I didn't use controller support at all. I just did touchscreen.
Yeah, so that was probably a little bit harder for you to do because it almost feels like it's an advantage to have your controller hooked up to your phone as opposed to using the touchscreen on this.
Oh, I would think so.
Well, that's something that we should get into because I feel like that defeats the whole purpose of this game being on mobile is, oh, hey, we're going to support controller. No, just take this damn game and put it on the console if you want, which I already know it is, but
yeah.
But
they
like,
should make this game for console.
What?
This game would be so much fun on console.
No, this game sucks.
Jeez. Save it for the seal, Mark.
I don't understand that logic behind a mobile game. I don't understand the logic of putting controller support in your mobile game that is designed to be played on a mobile device.
Here's the thing. This is not designed to be played on a mobile device. It is a fully console or PC release. And it is a little stripped down, but it mostly...
It's a port. It's all it is.
Yeah, it's a port.
Yeah, it's a port.
It's stripped down in the amount of characters and the graphics. The game is kind of ugly compared to its console counterpart. But...
It also is buggy as all hell, too.
It's something that I don't like. I like games on... The games I play the most on mobile are games designed for mobile. Like the ones that we liked around here, which would be... help me out. Rocket League.
Wild Rift.
Yeah, Wild Rift, Rocket League, Sideswipe. So I think Rocket League would be the perfect comparison to say, here's a game that needs to be kind of stripped back a little bit to work on a mobile device, and they designed it from the ground up. And it felt like Rocket League, but it was a much more stripped down version that was fun to play. This is the full experience, and there are so many buttons on your screen. And this is true. This isn't just Apex. If you download PUBG.
Well, probably Fortnite as well.
It's probably PUBG, Fortnite, Call of Duty. They all just have all these buttons. You have to hop and duck, and it's insane. So if someone, and I know that there are battle royales made for phone, I don't like it when people shoehorn big time console games on the phone, because it just feels, I mean,
phoned
wrong.
In,
not phoned in. It just doesn't work. It's like,
ultimately it feels like a cash grab is what it does. And, so you take this game and you compare it to the last battle royale that we played, which was what, the Final Fantasy game.
Oh, that wasn't good either.
No, but that game was designed for mobile.
Yeah, but it still had the same control issues. It just had a little... It was not as cluttered as this is. Because they keep all the mechanics in this game that are in the console version, which is, to me, part of the problem.
Yeah, so, like, take it from me. So, well, I've never played Apex Legends on the console.
They do simplify it a little bit, though. Pickups are all automatic, unlike in Apex. Like, you can go up to whatever, and it, I mean, you do have to, like, switch things out. Like, if you want a different gun, if you've already got two guns that you're holding, it's not going to automatically switch out the gun. You have to click on the screen for that. But as far as, like, accessories and stuff like that, if there's a better accessory on the ground and you open up the inventory item, it's going to grab that automatically and put it on your gun. So that is different between the mobile version and the regular version.
Yeah, and they did that in PUBG, which I like, and I think you have to do, otherwise it would be such a huge pain. But when you're running around, there's a slide, there's two analog sticks, a slide button, a shoot button on the left, a climb button, what else is there? Like open inventory. When you stand,
there's a reload button.
A reload button. When you stand over a body, another button pops up for you to loot it. It's so full on. And this is more a critique of the genre on phones, is that's the immediate turnoff for me. I don't want this much, have to put in this much input into a game.
Yeah, and it's also when you're playing it like that, like you could be doing something and your thumb is covering somebody off to the right or left that you can't even see until they start shooting you.
Yeah, and I always have to stop and look at the screen because there's a shoot button on the left and right, and then there's actually two shoot buttons on the... Is there two on the right? I think there's even more. There's an aim down sights button.
Yeah, there's an aim down sights and a shoot button.
And then like a shoot and aim button. And
there's
then
a shoot. No, there's a shoot from the hip button with certain guns.
Yeah. And so like, this is what I'm talking about. I mean, I think Fortnite is probably, if you want to play a mobile battle royale, going to be your best bet, because it does have some of the simplest controls and it's third person. And so there's not a lot of baloney you have to do to make it work. But
you could do third person in this too, though.
Yeah, but that doesn't help fix the issues.
No, it doesn't.
It makes the game harder, actually.
Well, and not everybody's forced. Well, the thing about, and I don't like it when they blend it like PUBG did, because you have a distinct advantage to play third person view, in the sense that you get that extra camera mobility. So you can peek corners without exposing yourself, and, you know, just be one or the other, please.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. You do get a wider field of vision whenever you have it in third person. But it's, I find it's harder to play in third person.
Yeah.
I did too. Yeah. No, this game, the third person view, while there are advantages, it, the game is ultimately designed for the first person view, but the tutorial, when I was going through the tutorial, it's like teaching you, you know, the advantages of the third person view. And I'm like, but why? I don't understand, like, what is the point, you know? And that's the same critique I had from the last one, the Final Fantasy one, which I think was exclusively third person.
I think you're right.
You know, and it's like, these battle royales aren't meant to be played, which I think Fortnite, isn't Fortnite third person?
Yeah.
So but it's like,
it's built, that game is built a lot better. It's like built around third person view. There's a reason it was the biggest game at the time, you know?
Oh, I mean, it's still the biggest battle royale game, I think.
Yeah, I think it still is the biggest battle royale.
Yeah,
we're still getting a ton of listens on that episode.
I just think that, like, all these games are trying to mimic each other, or they're mimic maybe Fortnite as the standard, but they're also introducing hybrid and just different features that have no purpose, and they're all trying to grab money. Like, this game is absolutely trying to grab money.
I wonder which way Mark's vote's going to go at the end of the episode.
I mean,
but that's an EA thing too, though, Mark.
Well, okay, no, and I don't. So let.
I mean, but the EA is still publishing the game, but Respawn is making it. So I mean, is
a subsidiary,
right? But is EA, you know, have that much control over what is going? Yeah, I know they own the company, but there's still, it's still a development, a studio that's making this game.
EA has the ultimate control over it.
Like, I know your conspiracy is against EA.
No,
but
it's not a conspiracy against EA. This is what they do.
Okay. So,
EA. It's in our pockets.
They do it with every game. It's across their entire lineup. So it isn't just Respawn.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
And I don't, so Respawn was probably told to shoehorn this on mobile. And they're like, okay, we got to. They don't get a choice in the matter.
Right. I mean, they got a contract.
That's why
so
Madden has sucked for so long, is because the developers there are just like, poop it out as cheap as possible and, you know, let them deal with it. So
Well, I also think that has to do with competition, too, you know?
There isn't any, is what, right. Yeah.
So, but like, a game like this, I mean, this it's a polished in its offering.
No, it's not.
It's polished in its offering. Yes, it is. It's polished.
No, it's crap. It's a polished turd.
No, man, you're only saying that is because
there
you're
so many issues with this game.
You're comparing it to the original Apex.
I am not comparing it to the original. I am saying the fact that the online community is complaining about this game.
I don't know how polished that game was. I'm just saying that compared to all the other BS Battle Royale games we've played on this podcast.
It is more polished than the Final Fantasy one. Yes.
Yeah, but there are so many lag issues that the online community with this game are just up in arms about it.
I had zero lag issues. So how can I speak on that? I had zero lag issues.
How many games did you play?
I don't know, man. Like, hold on.
How many games did you play, Mark?
I don't know. How do I look that up? How do I look it up?
Okay, wait, stop.
You
stop,
go
stop.
Under your profile.
You're breaking my heart. So, real quick, we do need to say that the original Apex actually is one of the most revolutionary in the genre of battle royales. They introduced so many things that everybody else copied.
Yeah, the respawns, the
they
climbing,
were the first one to have buybacks. They were the first one to have a pinging system. And they just made, they took what was in battle royales and made them more fun and streamlined. And I think they could have done that with this. They just, like you said, it's a port. If it was built from the ground up with mobile in mind, I think it could have been a better experience. But I just don't even think shooters work on mobile anyway, where you have to be precise. But there's a lot of things they could have done to make it better.
Can we talk about how late to the party they are in this?
In what way? Like,
in the fact that Apex Legends, like the regular game, has been out for almost 4 years, or has been out for 4 years.
But it's still doing really well.
Yeah, but they're just now making this on the mobile. Whereas Fortnite, Call of Duty, what's with the other one? The other Battle Royale, PUBG, all of these have like had their mobile games out long before this. Why did they take so long on this one? And why is it so, like, buggy?
Because it's poop. I don't know.
It's kind of disappointing how buggy it is compared to the time between the two games' releases. Especially when all these other companies have brought the same thing out on phones, and it's pretty much better. Mobile PUBG was, like, far and above way better than the experience than this one. Even with the controller support. Paywall?
How do I see my games? How do I see how many games I've played?
Click on the top left where your profile is, Mark.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, and then you have to click on, there's like, I think it's either history or there's like a tab that you can click on and it'll show your game histories. It gives you your kill-death ratio and how many games you've played and all that.
Okay, I got profile, kill death ratio. This is my kill death ratio is 4-1.
Mark the pro game.
Hold on, let me pull it up.
I played seven games.
Seven games. That's all you've played.
Okay.
That's why you don't know that there's lag issues.
Because you're probably playing against a bunch of bots. I have to play more than seven games to know there's lag issues.
Yeah, because you're, what the heck? Oh, that's a download. Never mind.
Oh, I thought you were looking at your numbers. You're like, oh, I played six.
No. I tried to open the game, and I haven't played in over a week, and so it was trying to download an update. I'm not about that right now. But yeah, no, after you start playing a bunch of games, Mark, you start getting thrown in with regular players instead of the bots, and I think that's where the lag issues are coming from, because so many people are connected to the games, and it's just causing chaos with it.
Paywall.
Judgment. The paywall feels, it's like the same as Apex, but even more like in your face, with like pop-ups asking you to buy things. So there's skins, there's gun skins, there's stickers and emotes and frames for your portrait and stands. And it's all cosmetic, which is excellent because of that. But then there's also the ability to purchase characters, which is not, you know, may or may not give you an advantage. It's not a big deal. I think it is a suitable way to monetize your game without being too scummy. I know the original Apex had a lot of complaints with about how hard it was to finish the battle pass. I don't know if that's the case with this or if they fixed that.
It was moderately okay, the battle pass. I think I got fairly far on it. But I also wasn't doing a lot. Like, I wasn't going specifically for any of the daily quests and stuff like that. They were just, like, completing as is. But if you were to specifically target those quests, I think you would do a lot better as leveling the battle pass. It went pretty smoothly, though. It wasn't, like, as much of a slog as the original Apex was.
Yeah.
Or Season 1 battle pass was.
But, I mean, and then there's coins that you buy with, and you occasionally get loot boxes. So it's all the normal fare that you're used to seeing in this sort of thing. I don't think the microtransactions are particularly scummy. They're fine.
They're better than the NFL games, right?
Well,
or NBA. No, wait, that's not 2K. EA, is it?
No, that's 2K. But I mean, Madden does very similar things. They're actually 2K is actually kind of worse in the modes.
Oh, 2K
they allow
is much more worse. It's much worse than.
Because they Madden. Will put it in single player modes, and like EA, at least when you play franchise mode, you can't buy something to be better. Where in my player on the NBA game, you can just pay to be a good player. I hate that game. 2K let me down. It broke my heart.
It's the worst game you've ever played.
No.
Replayability.
It's a battle royale. How many times have you heard us say that? So it's you dive in and you. I mean, if you can wrap.
There's a few different modes of play besides the battle royale, though. Too, you've got your regular battle royale. You've got ranked. You have there's a team deathmatch mode. There was a arena mode, and then there was like a fast deathmatch, if I remember correctly. But that was only like they only had that up for like. 3 days or so in the very beginning. That one was interesting because you drop on the map, but the circle is far smaller and it's only like 25 people, I think, or 20, whatever, however many, three times, you know, probably like 24 people, I think. But it was a smaller circle and it collapses faster and the circles are more punishing as they come. But that one was fairly decent. But yeah, there's I think that was the last gameplay mode that I played.
Yeah.
So Let me ask Scott this. You got pretty far into this. So
yeah, I unlocked all the characters except for Fade.
Yeah, so Faze, I don't remember what kept you coming back to it?
The fact that I was far better at this than I was at the original Apex. I mean, at one point in time, I was sitting on a 24 kill-death ratio.
Is that because why is that? Why was
I felt
it better
it was
on
because
this game
I was
than...
using? I would felt I was because I was using controller and other people were using their touchscreen. I felt like I had an advantage because of that. Twitter said I wasn't cheating, though.
I don't think it's cheating. It's in the game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if the game allows you to do it, then how can it be cheating?
It's like if you had to install additional software to use a controller, then I'd be like, that's
well,
a little...
I probably would have had to do that to use my Razer Kashi.
No.
Because that one did not work when I plugged it in. So I actually had
to...
Those
are plug and play to me. I don't know. I have run into games where they don't work, though. But what'd you... Like, you just paired a... An Xbox controller?
I paired my Xbox controller to my phone and then played that way. But yeah, I was hoping the Razer would work because then I'm actually handheld mode with my controller.
Yeah.
That would have made it so much easier. That probably would have like been a game changer there. But the The other, I had to like sit there with my phone in front of me, looking down while I'm playing with the controller, because I don't have one of those mounts that you can put your phone
those
on.
Those things suck anyway. Your wrist would start hurting. The Razer is the best way to play on mobile.
Yeah, if it'll work.
Yes.
I mean, it works for Xbox Game Pass, which is nice.
Yeah, and Stadia.
I tell you what, I played it like that with Hades on my phone. It was nice.
That's a great game.
Nice.
Yeah, it's fine.
Jeff but hates yeah, that game for whatever
I don't
reason.
Hate the game.
You hate the game.
It's just not for me.
He doesn't like the progression on it, and I understand that.
I prefer Enter the Gungeon. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying one's better than the other, but one is, and it's Enter the Gungeon.
Judgment.
Well, at the end of each episode, we decide whether the game deserves our seal or not and requires a 2/3 vote to be approved or denied. Mark, what do you say?
What's he going to
no.
say? What's he? Oh.
It doesn't get my seal. No, it's too convoluted. It's got too much going on. It's not made. I mean, it's on mobile, but it's not made for mobile. And the fact that you can pair a controller to it just takes away from the mobile aspect. I mean, while I was decent at the game, I didn't find it to be something I would come back to. So it's not going to get my seal.
Jeff, how about you?
No, it's not. And it's, again, it's the shoehorning it onto phone. It doesn't translate well. It's not fun to play. And, I mean, just go to the store, get yourself an old Xbox One or PlayStation 4 and just play it that way. I mean, it's just... Meh.
Well, it's not going to get my seal either. There is a better version of Apex, even though I'm not better at it. But it's just, Battle Royales aren't really for me anymore. I haven't even gone back to playing Warzone, and that was the one that I had the most fun playing.
I don't want to bother with that either.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm going to ever go back to Warzone, to be honest.
That game is a bug fest. Like, every time they update it, it gets worse. Just even getting into a lobby together is horrible, and I leave frustrated. So that game sucks now. Fortnite is the king of battle royales. In the virtual battle royale between other battle royales, Fortnite, especially now with no build, reigns supreme.
And I don't think we had anybody leave any commentary on this one.
Smart people. Well, what are we playing next week?
So the next game we're going to be playing is Diablo Immortal.
Great. Yay! Anyway.
Was that sarcastic?
Was that a sarcastic
yes,
yay?
Absolutely.
I haven't played it yet.
It's actually, from a gameplay perspective, it's not bad. From what I understand and what the reports have been, is from a microtransaction perspective, it's
really
problematic. But that
we'll discuss that whenever we bring,
save
bring that up.
Seal, Jeff.
Yeah, my bad. Jeff. I'm a whole 2 weeks ahead of schedule. Speaking of, there's no segue there. So if you want to get in touch with us, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Budget Arcade. We're on TikTok and Twitch at Budget Arcade Podcast. Don't forget to check out our stale and eroding website, budgetarcade.com.
It is not eroding.
It is.
I'm starting
just
to
get out of
nope,
here with that.
No.
What's the
nope? I'm starting to do more posts because Elliot has now got us on the...
Do you want to spill that, I guess? I don't know.
So Elliot is getting us more indie games to review. And part of that, a lot of times, is they prefer to have written reviews. So I'll be able to get more indie games for us as long as we're updating the website on a more regular basis. So I'm going to be working on that. And I'm actually going to be working on trying to get us some more people to write for us.
Okay, there you go. So go to budgetarcade.com and let me know if it updates.
For somebody that quit the podcast, you keep going back to Elliot a whole lot.
He keeps sticking around, doesn't he?
Yeah, you know, I just keep wondering, you know, he's like a cockroach.
No, he's like when you take a dump and you flush it, and there's always one that just kind of bubbles right back up.
I just don't, I don't understand.
He smells the blood in the water, Mark.
What blood? He can have this f***ing thing if he wants it, all right? I don't care.
God.
I don't care. Listen, he's hanging around waiting for me to go. I'm going to go. He can have it.
Well, we lost Mark. If you want to hear Mark ever again, you have to do it over at the Movie Draft House. That's a podcast where Mark and I discuss movies. I have another podcast called Spielberg Chronologically, where I review Spielberg movies in chronological order with Eric from the Gaming Nexus. You can also check out 30 Days of Van Damme, baby. Every day, a Van Damme review. I guess that's all my stuff.
Well, they can find you at Podcast by Jeff, which Podcast by Jeff.
You can find Mark at I Heard You Liked. You can find Scott at Budget Arcade. What else?
If you want to help support the show, you can do so on our Patreon. It's patreon.com/budgetarcade, or you can also purchase one of our t-shirts. The link is in our show notes. Our music is provided by Stimage, and you can download his music at metroidmetal.com.
Let's play some sad music, because Mark's gone.
I don't understand the going back to Elliot every single time the podcast needs something. The man quit the show. He quit the show.
He offered, man.
So you're like, absolutely, I'm desperate. Let's go. I need things. Elliot, come on, let's go. Jump in the trunk, Elliot. Let's go.
We love
Bring
you,
me
Elliot.
To the promised land.
All right, game Elliot. On. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.